LDF, KBRBP.
KBRBP, KBRBP.
Hey, morning, Chris. Can you believe we made it to Friday?
No, I can't. It's been one heck of a week. Excuse me, I'm almost to work. I got hooked on the phone with my dad. He had insomnia really bad. I thought I'd give my son a call, surprise him on the phone, and wish him happy Valentine's Day.
AB at RVP. Well, that's nice. Family first, right? You gotta talk to family first. Yeah, after work today, Patty's driving out to Fowlerville to pick up our grandson, Cade. He's coming over to spend the night tonight. And then the kids are coming over to pick him up, and we're going to go over to Uncle Ray's Ice Cream in Fenton. They open up today on Valentine's Day at noon. They close just after Christmas, and Dave, the guy that runs it, he goes down to Florida for like 6 weeks, and then he comes back and opens back up for Valentine's Day.
This place called Uncle Ray's?
Yep, Uncle Ray's Dairyland. Been around Fenton since I was a kid. They changed locations. They were a little bit farther south from where they are now on Leroy Street. Everything's homemade. The hand-scooped ice cream's homemade. Their yogurt's homemade. They used to buy ice cream, and they started making their own. And then he designed a machine to make their yogurt into like a soft serve. And if you want like a blueberry yogurt, they take a handful of real blueberries, put it in through this machine that grinds it up and blends it all together, runs it through a couple times, and then out comes your frozen yogurt or whatever you want. But they got all kinds of sundaes, and it's a good place to go if you want stuff that's real fresh and made with homemade ingredients. It's right on Leroy Street. We got friends that come up, they're from Fenton. They moved down to Tennessee when they retired, and they have to make the stop. They go to Uncle Ray's and get their ice cream. They go to Sagebrush and Mexican and get their fish tacos, and then they go to the Fenton House Italian restaurant and get their breadsticks. They have certain things that they crave from the Fenton area. And whenever they come back, they got to make the rounds.
Still have a Sagebrush?
Yeah, there's two Sagebrush locations. One's in Lake Orion and one's in Fenton.
I thought those were like all died off. They had one in Saginaw. Huh. I'll be a monkey's uncle. Interesting. Well, that's pretty cool. I'll have to try to remember that. Maybe during the summer on our way coming back from Livonia, stop in the Fenton over there and see if I can find Uncle Ray's, if I can remember it.
Yeah, like if you're coming from Flint, coming down, it's Fenton Road, and as soon as you hit the Fenton city limits, it turns into Leroy Street. Sagebrush is right on Leroy Street. You could get off 23 at North Road and take North Road into town, take a left at the light at Leroy Street, and then it's on the right-hand side down a couple lights. Yeah, they got putt-putt golf. They got really good ice cream. Sagebrush, I don't know if it's the same one that was up in Saginaw or not. Sagebrush is kind of like Uncle Ray's. Everything's homemade. And it's kind of cool. It's a Mexican restaurant, but you can get barbecued ribs with two different kinds of sauce. They have shrimp. Patty likes their shrimp appetizer. It has a marmalade sauce to dip your shrimp in. If you get the cheese sticks, they're homemade. They cut the cheese up and batter it and fry it. You can get chicken tenders. That's what our kids used to like to get. You get an order of chicken tenders on top of a bunch of fries, and it's enough for two people to eat, so they just split it. So it's kind of unique that you can get, they can even get fish and chips. So it's pretty cool. Okay, we got a couple different Mexican restaurants in town. Fenton is just booming with places to eat. They just keep adding more and more and more. I got a friend that I work with out in Davison. They drive out to Fenton when they want to go out to eat because Davison doesn't have a lot of restaurants to eat at. KB8RVP.
Interesting. Yeah, it's different days, Rush, then. That's pretty cool. I'm going to try to remember that. Alrighty, man. 6:53, I'm going to get in and do some paperwork, shuffle, and kind of get things lining up for today. But hope you have a good day, and yes, thank God it's Friday. Have a good day, you and Patty, and I'll catch you possibly Monday. KB8RVP, KA8LDF, have fun with your grandson.
Hey, Chris, have a nice weekend. Have a good day at work. 7-3 and KB8RVP, I'll be clear.
KB8AZI, listening.
K8EPL mobile.
Yeah, you got a little bit of noise on the signal. We're going to have to set up a better antenna and radio for your car.
Okay, but that was cool that you got my message.
Yeah, are you at work?
Yeah, I'm in the parking lot right now.
Well, we know we can do it on walkie-talkies now.
Awesome.
All right, I'll talk to you. I'm going to leave the radio on next to me, so fire me up before you leave.
Okay, so in the morning you want me to radio always up off?
Yeah, do it on the radio. I'll talk to you then. 73KBANOOE.
KF8 VFO. Go ahead, KF8 VFO. I think what you said. My call sign is KF8 Delta Charlie.
Hey, how are you doing tonight? Yep, you got the call sign right, KF8 VFO. How are you doing? And I'm in line at Walgreens waiting for prescriptions.
Imagine there's not too many more drugstores to wait in line with all the Rite Aids are closed now. It's kind of interesting how that's going to pan out.
True. I'm running a mobile from Midland. How am I coming in? The net that connects all the east side of Michigan like they do on the west, so the repeaters get kind of quiet. Unlike Mount Pleasant, I swear I can talk all upside the west coast.
What's the Mount Pleasant repeater frequency? I don't think I got that one programmed in here.
I have to look at it when I get home because I have an auto programmer on my mobile, so I just click through the name. But yeah, Mount Pleasant's very busy because it captures a lot of other repeaters.
That's good to know because I was going to put up a base antenna, and I live in Franklin, so hopefully I'm going to hit the Midland repeater. That's great.
Yeah, Midland repeater, it's a nice repeater. I'm not sure if it's connected to anything currently, like Mount Pleasant is or even the Saturn repeaters. But does Frankenmuth have a repeater?
does on the 400 megahertz, 77 meters or whatever they call it. There is one opposed to Frank Lewison. I think it's pretty linked. I think it's linked also, but it seems kind of quiet to me. I guess I was expecting more. Occasionally, every other day I hear somebody on there. It doesn't seem like we get a lot of use.
Yeah, well, 440 has become extremely popular nowadays.
Yeah, that one, the one in Frankfurt is linked because people have used it, but we're going up to warn, so it's some kind of emergency network they call it.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about getting into 10 meter for a house space, but I still got to figure out how I want to construct the antenna.
I thought about doing that too, but for the next $100, I might as well get a pretty good one.
I'm a slave to aesthetics, so I kind of want the radio tower look, but the price for it is pretty steep.
They just don't work as good as the horizontal ground plane. I mean, you can get across. All you need is a simple wire, and you can bounce all around the world. You don't need beams anymore. You don't need it for VHF now. They got this linked system. I'm not used to that. They're all linked.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I'm trying to think, do I want to do 10 meters or try to do the POTA stuff? Because the POTA stuff looks pretty cool and sounds fun. I just don't have the time to learn CW.
Well, you don't have to learn CW to do POTA on the air. That's just having to put up a temporary antenna, a vertical dipole, and getting out on the bands and making contact. You don't need to learn CW anymore. That's just get your license or a decoder.
Very true, but it looks fun to be able to just sit there and click away. But yeah, you're right. You ever just start off with just the old voice and just get on the air and see what you can get?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a hobby. It's for fun. That's why I decided not to get a 10-meter radio, because I don't want to have a bunch of money in radios. I figure I'd just get one and see how it goes. It does it all. I mean, if you want to learn it, you can do digital. You know, you can do just about anything you want with it. CW, you can do CW if you want to learn that. You can do CW with your computer. You just type it in and it does it for you. Kind of, makes you wonder why you're doing it.
Yeah, the radios that you can use that go directly to CW are pretty neat.
You can run through RP with it, or you can get the 100 watt amplifier, run the full spectrum resonators
or radiators, whatever they call them on the ground, and see what I can do. But the battery, I'm only using 20 watts, so it's not quite QRP. 73 to you. Thanks for the Q cell. I will thank you again. CFA, Delta Charlie Zulu.
It was fantastic talking to you. You take care, 73.
Delta Charlie Zulu. Thank you.